You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes.
'Cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable.
Giggle, giggle,
the Swallows
giggle.
Are here. Ba-ba-doo-da-da, the Swallows are here.
Yeah, Eric and Jen are in the house.
Dude.
Eric and Jen are in the house.
I have a question for Eric and Jen.
That is a very important topic.
You guys are going to retire in a camper, possibly?
Oh.
As your older years
Anyone
come along.
Anyone you know?
Let's just dream and imagine. Right? Big one, Jen said. Whatever you want to drive.
The biggest we can get.
The biggest you can handle, buddy. So.
House on wheels.
You better start practicing.
Oh,
but
good.
He can drive that shit.
Where are you going to park it? Where are you going
to
go? Where are you
going to
stay at for a little while?
Everywhere.
Park it wherever the hell you want.
Go stay at the nudist colony.
So many Walmarts.
So many.
No, go to the nudist colony. It's
we
way better.
We have talked about Walmart.
Yeah, we have. But then they're
Except
burning
for the street
up in the
sweeper comes
lot.
By at 3 in the morning, so it's not convenient.
Listen, right you're not going to hear him.
What is that a Walmart thing?
Yeah, you're not going to
The only
hear
time
him.
I stayed in a Walmart. Fuckers did like 80 laps just to piss me off, I swear.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they were just trying to get around your fucking...
No.
Get a white noise
You know
machine.
What? They didn't do 80 laps to piss you off. They did one lap,
no,
and you were pissed
one.
Off.
And they just kept sweeping the same 5-foot area. It's like, it's clean. Move on.
Huh. I think it was one.
We've often thought about
I agree. It. I agree.
We used to say all the time.
I know you, and I feel like your yeah. giving zone's
That's
not
accurate.
That big.
Yes. I agree.
Especially when it comes to sleep.
At
However,
80, you'd have been throwing shit at their car.
Flashing lights come by numerous times.
Yeah.
It could have been a different car.
Well, you weren't parked in the
yeah,
back.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's
the
like 20
the
street sweepers
they
in the middle of night going
you.
Through the Walmart parking lot.
It's like an SOS.
Did you guys stay, you, only you stayed in the Walmart?
No, it was a hunting trip.
We oh.
Yeah, I've night. Never stayed
it
in the Walmart.
It was terrible.
Oh, never.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they let people do that anymore. I thought I read something.
Oh yeah, no, it's
yeah. There's too many shootings now. They
nah. They just say don't shoot anyone.
Yeah, it's a strict policy.
It's kind of a it's a loose,
I'm
but
so
yet
glad
rigid.
They posted that on the
if they put up
no
a sign,
shooting.
Looking like you can do something, he's gonna stop you.
They put up a sign, and I think that's all they're.
Welcome to Walmart. No shootings.
That's all they have to do, is put up a sign.
What are you doing over there?
My mouse is falling over. I didn't do anything. I was sitting here. You guys ever seen a ghost?
Nope.
No, me either. Mm. All right. How about a UFO?
I saw them on TV. Drones.
I like what you're doing over there. You guys go camping a lot. You ever seen Bigfoot?
I did actually see Bigfoot on the way to Nebraska last week.
Was it real?
Who knew he liked corn?
Well, man, Nebraska last week.
A foot's gotta
I
eat.
I swear.
A Sasquatch has gotta
a
eat.
Fucking Sasquatch in the middle of
I thought they only ate beef jerky.
Cornfield somewhere.
No, no. That's Western.
They
that's
apples.
Western squatches.
Western squatch.
They eat so many other things.
That's the Western squatch. She was heading east.
I was
so he was
home.
Having a little corn on the cob?
I don't know. I was like, look,
it was just there. She was like, holy
the
shit.
The other mom that was going up, we were visiting a college, was like, oh, guys, look at Sasquatch. Woke up the kids. It was great.
Awesome.
So
did
was,
you get a picture?
So it was a verified sighting.
Driving. What?
You saw it?
It was a verified sighting.
Yeah.
There were at least two of us that
Well, that's verified.
The kids might
I would like
too.
To think that Sasquatch... could go anywhere in the U.S. I don't think he'd pick Nebraska.
No?
No.
Maybe he was just
There's
passing through.
So many
through.
Better places.
It might have been Colorado. I don't know. I
mean,
just
being
this
elusive,
way.
Like, come on, let's be realistic here.
All right, now, it is hard to believe he's going to get from Nebraska to the forest. But
there's
forest.
There was like three trees there.
Oh, see, he's a master of the skies.
He is.
He's super elusive.
He is. He was just up on the divide not too long ago.
If I know anything about Bigfoot.
Bigfoot?
Bigfoot. I wanted to say Big Squatch.
Big Squatch.
Same shit.
Yeah, not Big Squatch. He can hide. He's a master of the skies.
Master.
No, he looked like a Sasquatch.
No, one time he was a turtle.
No.
No, I'm pretty sure he was.
So. That was a long time ago.
He's a turtle.
No, he's a lot bigger than that now. Man size.
I want to see Sasquatch so bad. I believe in Bigfoot.
We're taking groups of people out. We're going camping.
We can talk about your Nebraskan Bigfoot.
I'm just saying. It happened. There's some cornfields somewhere where the friggin' Sasquatch. I don't know.
Was there a prison? By
there was. There were no jumpsuit.
You know what? He was in a jumpsuit.
He was.
It was so orange.
I was just a hairy Italian. I got extradited.
We love Italians. Do not take that person. Oh.
Shirtless car wash.
What are they?
They're fans.
What's the word?
Your
go ahead.
What is it? You say it.
Swirly? No.
Swirly.
No, swirly is a different thing. They are surly.
Oh, they're desired, highly desired.
They're surly.
Not surly.
No, that means robust and hairy.
What is highly desired? Are we talking about Sasquatch?
Surly. A surly
man. We jumped
man.
To Italian. She's
like a
real
hairy
quick.
Man. Yeah. Now we're talking about hairy Italian.
Sasquatch, Godfather. Hey.
Just real quick.
You got a lot of chest hair over there.
Thanks for the compliment. Yeah. We go.
Thanks, man. I've been growing mine for a long time. I put an oil in there.
I don't think they say that.
It's surly.
You sound like Yogi Bear.
It's surly. I bring your pick-up basket. I need your pick-up basket. That's right, because my Yogi Bear is an aggressive Italian. I want you fucking pick up a nickel basket right
spaghetti.
Now. You bring up me the basket or I'll cut your neck.
No, I've been there.
Cut you
Yogi
so
Bear
deep,
does not
saying,
talk
cut you so deep.
Your Yogi Bear is an aggressive
yeah.
Italian.
He's
no,
a soprano
that's not,
bear.
That's not Yogi. That's Boo Boo.
Boo Boo was like a.
Hey Boo Boo, quit acting so fucking cunty. Yeah.
What was Boo Boo like? I think Boo Boo was like, hey, I'm sorry. Did you spit on him?
He made me laugh. And my straw bounced out like.
Oh, it's the straw's fault.
What is up with these straws anyway?
So what these are turtle
got
friendly.
Impaled with that.
Who did?
I don't know. I saw it on the news.
Surgical grade straw.
Yeah.
Well,
stainless steel.
What's great about it is
straw.
I have
it's got
a rubber
tip.
See, watch this.
Right.
Oh, she just demonstrated.
I did. Like three times all over
this
here.
Is the buffer. This is the buffer before the impalement.
Right.
Impalation.
Right.
And that shit hurts.
Impalation.
Impalation. Yeah, so do you want to suck
we
on?
Used to have a metal straw, and it was too much.
Go ahead, touch
maybe
it.
I do. I love how she touched it first. Maybe
why
I do.
You?
Yeah, I want that in my mouth.
Nice.
You know what? That's
real
nice.
I like the color.
Yeah, I can get you one for your wine.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, we got one for your wine.
And you know what? Every time I suck on this, I save a turtle.
I was just thinking that. That's why I
recall
on the
suck
Sasquatch
on it?
A turtle.
You like to believe. Shane, let him suck on your straw. Then.
I save a turtle.
Every time you save a Sasquatch, remember?
Oh, I love
they
yes.
They used to be turtles.
Well, you know what? The Sasquatch is smart enough not to put a straw up its nose.
The turtles. How do you know that?
Because I do. Sasquatch are
you
India.
Don't know that.
They are intelligent beings.
He builds a whole house out of straws.
We have fucking tons of proof to prove that they're such intelligent beings.
Turtle can't build a house.
Out of
they
sand,
have their own house.
Out of sand, and a shell.
Turtle.
Today, Sean and I fucking posted on Facebook.
I feel like that's valid.
6 minutes apart, like almost the exact same post.
Well, except for mine was better.
Oh
wow!
Well I was closer.
Why?
Post. I was closer to the sun.
That just makes perfect sense right there.
You know what? It's like
so
you took
my sunset
right
picture, because I was further east than her, was more vibrant.
I was east. She was west.
I
well,
saw
the
those.
Sun doesn't come up in the west. Bro.
I saw those pictures, and then I saw the news posted them, too.
Mine
oh,
was
I saw
6
that. They
minutes
stole
better
mine.
Than yours.
That's true. It yeah. was 6 minutes
it's
fresher.
Better. Uh-huh. Mine was super sunrise. Yours was 6 minutes
mine have been already
later.
All looked at. Might have been all exploited by eyesight.
For six minutes.
So mine was a slut.
6 minutes is a long time.
It she really wins. Is. Let's count it out.
Tell you.
One.
No.
Oh, no.
It's long enough to do
now
a lot
now you
of
can
things.
Take pictures.
That's because we're symbiotic.
Minutes.
We have the same brain
yeah.
hole. And because
brain
of that.
And where does that lead to?
Well,
you don't want
to
know.
All the other holes. All the holes are connected.
I have a few ideas.
You don't want to know. Hey, listen, just knowing us for as long as you have, you should have an idea.
I just want a confirmation. Uh-huh.
Well, all the holes
I feel
are
like you have a coat, maybe a t-shirt and a hat.
So, I met with Swallows and all I got was a shitty t-shirt. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the shirt. I was on the Everything Swallow podcast. All I got was a shitty shirt. And I only saw one boob, and it was Sean's.
Perfect.
Listen, so, mine are really nice. You got to work for them.
Oh.
Well. That's an important distinction.
Okay. Well,
you don't need to work for
yeah,
it. You mine, easy girls over easy. There. Yeah,
is there a second shirt?
Wah, wah.
If you just say toga in front of Sean, he pulls him up.
We have one toga party, and I
dude, you are pulling him up at the Instapop party.
My toga?
Your shirt.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What those are my
you and well, one no. other person
yeah, because
we're doing
was.
Titty shots yeah. all night. He was jealous. He was all, that's what? What?
Right. Everyone's, all these like, ladies and their so much good. Look at
she
my
she can show her sexy black bra.
Brody.
So can I.
Let me show my little pink nips.
They are pencil
heads. Who wants to get their dick sucked by a towel? I'm feeling pretty high right now. Maybe just a little high.
He's it's walking okay. on sunshine.
You won't get
I'm
an audience.
On sunshine.
It won't be a mess because I'm a towel.
Okay, so we've established that Sean's loincloth is actually towel.
No, my loincloth goes.
We established that Sean and Eric could be the same person. That was real comfortable, all right?
Put us in a cloak and see if you can tell the difference.
What?
Well, it would be like...
Oh, the cloak challenge. I've heard about this.
7 minutes in a cloak.
What?
Do you want to play a game?
Who's who? Right, we used a little voice disguiser.
I am not.
You have two cloaks in front of you.
I've never been a banger.
Yes, which cloak? Which cloak is the cloak? Exactly. And we got. How do we gotta catch you guys up? Where's
me?
The slowest.
You guys are the same.
Yeah, Shane and I are just
we're cloak
the
brothers.
We haven't. We haven't assimilated in. We don't know.
In the cloak?
Yeah. In the cloak.
I never assimilated in my cloak either because it gets sticky.
Yeah, we don't wear that one.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah. I'm going to stay out of Sean's.
Got you good, you fucker.
Exactly.
That's funny. Oh my god.
Alright, this went to a good place.
It always does.
You sure?
Yeah, so you getting those cloaks.
You're waiting to get them right now?
You got James.
I got them upstairs.
Wait, we have cloaks?
Oh my gosh,
you haven't even been to the costume room.
You haven't
in
even
years.
Been to the costume
you
room.
Have a room
I was,
devoted
I, there
to
was one last summer.
Oh, or that maybe. Was last summer
no,
costume
was,
room.
No, it might have been the summer before.
Oh, you know what? It probably was because the costume room has grown. What I like to say, exponentially.
It wasn't the costumes. It was more just
it grew from one to two.
Everything shit. I made.
Yes, yeah. It's everything two rooms now. And
it is growing.
We did an inventory a while back, and there's 72 coats or something like that.
It's
that
not
she's
72
made.
Coats.
All right, so here's
a lot
me,
of coats.
Let me ask
cloaks?
You some advice. And we're talking about coats. I've got two St. Patrick's Day outfits, full outfits with coats and bottoms. One of them is more like a suit. It's a suit coat. With like a suit pants, but they're shorts.
Like jammies.
So not
no
pants.
No, they're not jammies. They're like pants, but they're shorts. Like slacks.
If you took pants and cut them off,
yeah, they're slacks.
You'd be like that.
Exactly. If you cut some pants off, they would be like that. Yes.
Yeah. If you took some pants and cut them off.
Maybe slightly above
fucking
the knee.
Fucking brilliant.
Well, not too far above the knee. It's not, but enough above. Yeah. Enough above the knee.
I'm just trying to follow along.
Okay. That's
all. So you're with us.
Excellent.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Now that's one suit that I have that's like that. That's Says it's more traditional.
That was great.
Then the other one
I feel like
is like
sometimes.
Full on short coat with tails. And also pants that have been cut off above.
No, sir. The Tails has the regular pants.
No, there's the leprechaun costume.
There's two. You have your leprechaun.
They're both shorts, right?
No.
One is an actual pair of pants?
Yeah, with your gold
Aren't these
stripe.
Your clothes?
Well, but if it's made for leprechauns, no. It probably looks like shorts even though it's pants.
No, no. No, no. You're confused on the costumes that you've made. You made me two St. Patrick's Day outfits.
You're right. I'm confused on the costumes I've made for
One
you.
One is got the little Irish things on them.
It's lost
that
time.
Are just like the pants. And the other one has the sparkly little hats and shamrocks that have the matching pants.
No. Those are pants. The green jacket has the...
Green jacket, gold jacket, Help who gives understand. A shit?
The sparkly one?
Yeah.
Pants.
Okay.
The non-sparkly one? Shorts. And now those shorts are like three sizes too big for you.
Okay. So yeah, I feel like we have...
You should be. You should be doing that.
You just like, did it.
But what did you just say it again? See, so you have to say everything twice. It's not funny.
Well, you should say them louder the first time.
Oh, you guys were totally in the middle of something. We couldn't break it
up.
But
we had some pants situation going on.
I can clearly see that.
I thought there were two pants. But there's only one. But
shorts, pants, it's all the same.
It's all the same.
You know what, Shane? I used to love movie phone.
I still love it.
I don't know. It would be like, Eric, tell me what movies are on.
It doesn't still exist.
No, he would like call you and leave a message in movie phone guy.
Oh, that's right.
That was my voicemail.
And I would slip up and I would flop that flip phone of mine.
Yep.
Maybe I'd hit you with some T9. What's up, bro? WWAAA T6344BBR.
And then if you didn't get me on that, you could always page me.
Oh man, I used to page you hard with like a 911. Sometimes
now.
Yeah, sometimes you would get the.
And he probably still ignored it.
Yeah.
No, he
There's
never.
There's not
ignored.
A lot of payphones around.
You know,
when was the last time you saw
And I mean, you'd have to ask somebody for their cell phone. That's embarrassing.
Who had a cell phone back when we had pagers? No one.
No one.
We
no
were
one.
Just grabbing phones off the
Skytel,
wall.
Skytel, bitch.
I was listening to a podcast today, and I heard his landline ring in the background. And I said, is that a landline? He said, yeah, with the squiggly cord and all. And I thought, oh, this guy's too old for me.
Rotary? What is that?
Yeah.
I gotta get off this
You
podcast.
Know what a rotary is. I gotta
oh
get out
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I can't be a part of this. No. What are you playing, cassettes?
You gonna get him to do movie phone?
Movie phone.
Movie phone.
Oh, I'm Eric. And I'm the movie phone.
I wish I had an old message from Eric when he
Thanks
was
Thanks for calling movie phone. If you know the theater you would like to see, press 1 now.
Now.
Why don't you just tell me the name of the theater?
Whatever happened to movie phone?
Internet?
Yeah!
Yeah, the internet.
That was internet before internet was internet.
Do you remember the number? Anyone
Should
remember the number?
That shit. 1-800-MOVIE-PHONE?
Yeah, it was 1-800-MOVIE-PHONE.
Call it. Call it.
Let's see where we're going with this.
Uh-huh. And we're going to find out what the hell it is. Maybe it's still there.
Dude, the guy's probably like 90 now.
So,
hey,
Moose, what's up?
Yeah, that was hot.
No.
1-800. 1-800 what?
Movie phone.
M-O-V-I-E. Movie phone, you idiot.
This is the first call we've had in 30 years.
P-H.
He's
said, "Seven."
Is this thing on?
Oh, I got way too many numbers. 1-800 MOVIE
PH.
Jen was helping you.
Not F.
He paused there the first time too.
Oh, I hope it's a sex line.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance. We have a special promotion today for select callers. Oh. If you are over 50,
I told you he was old.
I'm going to press one. I'm the closest in the room.
Thank you for calling the Medical Alert Center. This is on the recorded line.
I am so sorry. Okay? I've called the wrong phone number. I apologize, and I'm so sorry. I called the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Yep. So with our promotion today, you actually have the opportunity to receive
great.
A free medical alert device.
Oh, that would be great.
You know, it's
medical phone. You dialed the wrong number.
Movie phone went to geriatric pill phone. Yeah, that scared me. I thought they were going to send
something.
Did you see my face? I was like,
I've fallen and I can't.
Yeah, that's what I thought. This is the I've fallen. If you've fallen, call 1-800-632-64992. And they will get a nice lady.
We'll be right there.
Oh, I didn't know how to get out of that. I should have done that. I should not have spoken to that woman. Excuse me, lady, I'm fine. That's why she's like, you clearly need a medical help device.
You should have said, I am looking for a movie phone.
Excuse me.
Push the red button.
What's playing at Cinema 7?
7 o'clock.
On Broadway. Yeah, Broadway at 6. Anything R-rated? Because I feel horny. Wow.
Oh my God.
What other numbers should we have? That was kind of fun, though. You got one? Let's call your job.
No.
No.
Nobody's there.
No.
My Iron Man's got
you know what?
Night.
No habla English, okay?
We can call Eric's work, though.
Oh, that would be great. If you want, if there's poop in the park, press one.
For a loose dog, press two.
Yeah.
For a loose dog that bites you, press three.
Press three. Yes, exactly. Let's do it.
That's funny.
I love those dog
ones. I miss those parks.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I love? This number I'm going to call right now.
You're calling Classy? Calling Classy Little Cupcake?
No, no.
Because she's saying that she's glad we don't have her work number.
What is it? Do you work at Pleasures?
Just go ahead and throw it out there. It'd be a lot better.
Right. Make it a lot easier for us to get to you. I fucking love movie phone.
Welcome to Call a Note, your emergency Hall and Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press
scroll?
One. To hear rich girl, please press two.
I'm a rich girl.
To hear Manita, please press
Although
three.
I do love Manita.
To hear privatize, please press four.
I love the robot.
Four.
That just totally sets it off.
I'm going to go with
privatize. You're a rich girl, and you're gone. Because you know it don't matter anyway.
How do we get one of
you
these for you?
On the old man's money.
You have called the Sean Swallow Parody Hotline. You never called the Hall & Oates Hotline like in a panic? Like, I'm freaking out, man. No. I need something to bring me down. I need some Hall & Oates right fucking now. I need some rich girl or I'm going to pull my hair out.
There's a lot of Uber rides I've been on where I wish I could do that.
Now you can. Now you can, my friend.
Take what is given you.
I don't know the words. I just call it.
Can't go wrong with Hall & Oates.
No.
Oh my God.
Do you have another song you like?
Listen, you. I need.
Welcome
a hotline.
To Hall & Oates, your emergency Hall & Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press
the one-on-one,
one.
Oh, one-on-one. Because
to hear
like you're
girl,
special.
Please press two. To hear Manita. Please press three. To hear privatize, please press four.
What do you think? You have a favorite? Let's get comfortable.
Sorry, I didn't
I've never
get Joyce
the
phone.
Hall & Oates hotline before.
We are sorry. An application error has occurred.
I broke
goodbye.
The fucking Hall & Oates hotline. I just want some.
You
rich
overloaded
girl.
The server.
I just want some man eater. How come I broke it? I break everything.
You only get one chance. You gotta
oh, they know my number.
Right, yeah, you gotta use it.
What's your favorite Hall & Oates song, Jen?
Welcome to Hall & Oates, your emergency Hall & Oates helpline.
She laughs.
To hear one-on-one,
who the fuck is Hall & Oates?
Please press one.
Yeah. Hear it. Oh, no, wait, is that...
It makes me think of the movie, but I can't think of the movie. They have Hall & Oates cover band.
What's the name of that girl band that is that what they're talking about?
Oh, it's the
No, I'm talking about Hall & Oates, two grown men. No, one extremely one fucking hairy.
The parody one where it's the
That's the Jonas Brothers.
Something that God
She's
can't
out of
see.
My league. No. The Hall & Oates band.
Oh, it's the, oh, one, it's the girl face. <It's
laughs> This is nice, right?
You're so cute.
Little Hall & Oates makes you feel good.
The one that I won't let you show the kids in the music video.
Oh.
Debbie does the
loopholes.
What it,
who, G, God's loophole.
No, what's the name of the band?
Fuck. Oh, Hall & Oates.
Okay.
No, so it's not.
It's Garfunkel & Oates.
That's what it is. That's what I was thinking about.
The loophole.
I was trying to do hand signals that were bad. Here we go, everybody.
Whoa. 777 film.
Your number was 777. Of course, Jason.
I never called movie phone.
Of course.
Phone.
Did they know that movie phone? Like 1-800 movie phone?
Jason like... knows everything.
Good job, Jason. Can't even tell the difference.
I was like,
how do we get on this topic?
Is there an area code, or is it just 777?
It would have been 303.
Ooh.
It's everywhere. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's all around you like
777, what was it? Boner?
Film. Movie.
Film.
Film.
You don't have to scroll back
film,
up. This
no.
is easy.
Well, thank you. Obvious.
Sorry.
Appreciate
the number
heart.
You have dialed is not in service.
So put that in your butt.
What is that? Is that just
777? Jason, come on.
Yeah, Jason, you misled us.
Come on.
Woo! Thank you, fat, fat Todd.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
I have a fat Todd. That's a different story.
All right, well, I'll try 720-777.
Movie phone.
M-I-L-M. You know what? I may have been dialing it wrong.
Do you guys do that? Do you do that during sex?
Oh, yeah.
The movie phone guy?
Tell me what you want me to do next. Yeah. Press one for come.
Yes.
Oh, wish you
there has to be a two.
Children's Hospital, Colorado.
Oh,
why do I keep calling all these? Like, I went from a fucking old people to... I'm not calling anyone anymore.
Yeah.
You can shove your 777 film up your ass.
That's funny. That's funny shit.
Wow. Not cool. Not cool at all.
I want to go back to that.
Hall & Oates? I agree. 100%.
No, I think that Eric could make some movie phone sex tapes.
Right. You think there's a market for that?
Oh, it might be.
There's a market for everything.
There's a market for everything.
I saw the coronavirus sex videos on Facebook.
The what?
Coronavirus.
What is that?
I don't know. People with masks.
Oh yeah, we
and,
saw someone.
And then they try to figure out how to do stuff with masks on.
Oh, sex masks. That's right.
No,
real masks, but they try to do sex stuff.
I know. I understand it. Like, rub,
what kind of sex stuff?
Like, rub your mask on your hoo-hoo. Or hoo-ha. Or your jim jam.
I'm pretty sure they take the mask off.
No, you put the mask on your jim jam.
Down brass
yeah, and I try to penetrate it with my Corona, with my it's, Corona it's, pirate.
It's not a special game.
Well, it is now. With my Jim Jam.
My Corona pirate.
My Corona.
It's coming.
Oh, you got a mask on, do you? Oh.
I know what that means.
Oh, yeah. That means you're susceptible.
It is Tuesday.
You're going to develop a hard cough.
You're going to cough so hard, you're going to wish I didn't make you cough so hard.
That's how I go, because I'm a coronavirus. What else would you do? Maybe put the masks on your boobies so your boobs stay safe?
Mm-hmm. I saw a video of a guy who had put a bra and taped it to his face to use as a mask. So.
That sounds...
Wow, I hope that was a new bra.
Same thing. Yeah.
Well, if we used Shana's bra, we wouldn't be able to see either. It'd be more like a blindfold.
It's like a helmet.
Don't have to worry about the
thank you. It is like a helmet. Well, it fits on the top of your head.
So we cover your whole face. No dust or light is going to get in.
That's what I see through.
Fuck you, Corona.
Sunlight. Fuck you.
I just became blind, too.
I wonder how many of those blind people learned sign language the other day.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
That'd be pretty tough.
They are. And resilient.
Because when we did game day the other day,
Robert,
you have to feel the energy.
And Chris
feel
were here.
What I'm saying.
And we got drunk, right? And then they were like, I have to.
That was not Shana's fault.
After we drank all day, those guys had to go teach a sign language class.
Yeah.
To blind
people? Well, you were like,
no.
Fucked
so
up,
I, that's what I said. I said, wait, so you're going to go teach sign language to blind people? And it was like.
Yeah, it's an exhausting job.
It takes forever, I guess. It's really one-on-one.
We almost got one letter. We're working at it.
We're up to the B's. Upper and lower.
It's a real thing.
And they keep signing, and we don't know who they're signing to.
It's taking forever.
They might have Tourette's. They're signing.
Keep thinking there's a helper dog there, but I don't see one.
Rob can't be like, hey, no. Jill,
stop signing, Jill. There's no one in the room.
I'm over here. I was signing for like an hour.
I don't want to be a part of that.
That was
funny. I'll turn your mic off.
That was funny.
You can laugh in silence. It's okay.
Sean is crying. Absolutely. He's gonna throw something.
It'd be Eric in the room for an hour like this.
He's not blind. He looked.
Still here.
That's actually happened.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay. Let's get shit. I can't. Sweetie,
I've been over here signing for an hour.
Please press 2. To hear mamita.
What is happening?
To hear private eye.
We need some private eye. A little private eye. Because you're my private eye.
Oh my God. That was so
funny. I just got the visual of the most angry old blind lady just signing at the wall. And everyone else, we're just having a pie over here. Oh shit, she's mad. I could tell, I could see it from her purse.
I can't see it reverse.
If you watch them do sign language from behind them, it's backwards. So it's all doop doop going to him.
That would make it reverse.
Duh.
Oh my God.
Come on. I'm not the only one here.
I have it under my mind.
You started it.
Always your
fault. Yeah, and then you know. Oh shit, Hall & Oates is calling. Hello?
Oh boy.
Hello? Nope, I was calling them.
I was like, Hall & Oates is calling us? Hey,
this is Daryl Hall. Stop calling me, fucking asshole. Shaving my chest.
hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows. If you like what you just heard and you want to hear the next hour and a half of this conversation, then you're going to have to become a patron. It's really easy. Just click the button, become a patron. You can start at $1 a month, but you can also start at $5, $10, $50, $100, $1,000 a month. It's up to you. And plus, then you'll be partnering with us and you'll have access to your very own premium content when you become a patron. So become a patron and partner with us, and then you'll get the rest of this conversation plus a lot of other premium conversation. Remember, follow the swallow, and you can also email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.